As a boy, Arthur Menasse used to shoplift. He stole marbles, erasers, pencils, and Spalding tennis balls. He recalls that he and his friends would kind of drop them in our knickers. All this would be unremarkable if Menasse hadn't grown up to create a multi-billion-dollar industry that helps prevent theft. In the early 1960s, tired of working as an electrical engineer for someone else, Menasse decided to start his own business. In his own words, he looked around to see what kind of industry I could possibly get into where there was something clever to be done. He noted that devices used by police to fight crime were very low-tech, so he thought that would be the place for me to carve out a little niche. The first thing he invented was something called the VICOM, that's short for Variable Image Compositor. It's a machine that uses slides in a mirror so a witness can create, without an artist, a person's likeness. But Menasse found selling to police departments a slow business. There was just too much bureaucracy. He felt he'd have an easier selling job if he turned to those most acquainted with thieves, so he went to where the thieves hung out, stores. To reach this market, he invented the surveillance tags we still see today. Others had tried before him by loading tags, for example, with small amounts of radioactive material, which would be detected by a Geiger counter at the store's exit. But reasonably, the government prohibited such a use of radioactivity. Menasse succeeded because he used a very simple approach. He crafted a plastic tag embedded with a metal coil, which was really a small antenna that responded to radio frequencies. Then he built a portal to surround a doorway, which set off an alarm. With $100,000 of his own money, he built a demonstration model into a metal briefcase. The briefcase contained a miniature portal through which he'd pass a surveillance tag, which set off an irritating ringing sound. A message flashed on the lid of the briefcase: "Stop. Have inventory control tag removed at cashier's desk." He made his first sale to a Manhattan department store, doing $9,000 worth of business in the first year. Soon enough, sales of the device took off, spawning a $3 billion industry. Although it's a sad commentary on our society, surveillance tags are now used all over the world. They've been attached to everything from clothing to Parmesan cheese to hunks of salami to negotiable bonds on Wall Street. So completely did Menasse's surveillance tag become part of our culture that in 1991 it was officially accepted into the Smithsonian.